May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I have to admit, verse 4 caught my attention when I was reading this song last week. And Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name thee, while in essence only one, undivided, God, we claim thee. Then adoring, bend the knee, and confess the mystery. And for me, I've always stuck, and I'm going to stick, to basically relationship with the Trinity, because to be able to explain the Trinity, wisdom is great, enlightenment is great, but the only time we're going to be able to explain the Trinity is when we're in the presence of God in heaven, and He'll really be explaining it to us, not the other way around. But it's really interesting because last week was Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit came in a very powerful way. It's always a fun day. And the lessons between last week and this week, between the Holy Spirit, wisdom, and the Holy Trinity, sermons just can go all over the place. So hopefully I'll be able to just, you know, bring up a few things and it'll be good. Only with God's help. Only with God's help. What caught my attention also is this from Proverbs, the very first verse. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? Well, the short answer is yes. Because in this reading it says, on the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, beside the gates in the front of the town, at the entrance of the portals. In other words, wisdom is all over the place. It's a gift from God. But we have to accept it and have to pay attention. Wisdom comes from God. And today is Trinity Sunday. With everything I know, which is zip compared to a lot of people, but absolutely below zip compared to being in the presence of God, I will stay basically with relationship because I cannot explain the Trinity at all. But what I'd like to do is first off, go to the Gospel and then to Romans. Jesus said to his disciples, we have to remember this is still Monday, Thursday, still his last priestly prayer and his last words to them while he was alive. I still have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. So thoughtful, so considerate, and so truthful. And he's trying to uplift them and say, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. The signs of having the Holy Spirit and the signs of wisdom are the fruits of the Spirit. We'll get to that in just a bit. But for John, for this gospel, Jesus had a relationship with his disciples. And to do ministry, we have to have a relationship with Jesus. And Jesus was their advocate at this time. In his relationship with the disciples, he gave them comfort. He gave them friendship. He gave them encouragement. He gave them protection. He gave them confidence to go forward. He gave them healing and truth and teaching. Now at the very end of his physical earthly life, he was trying to prepare them and explain to them, don't be afraid, don't give up. Another advocate is coming to help you. And the advocate is the Holy Spirit. So now they have an opportunity to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit who was sent by God the Father and God the Son. Relationship with God the Father is needed. Relationship with Jesus Christ is needed. And relationship to do ministry is we need relationship also with the Holy Spirit. And I have to tell you, I would say this particular reading from Romans is the best example that we could have from Paul. He was so Christ-like after he met face-to-face with Christ. He really was so filled with wisdom. You could tell he really knew God the Father, God the Son, and now had God the Holy Spirit active and working in his life. The signs, like I said before, the signs of wisdom being lived are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The signs of the Holy Spirit working in us are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And there's nine of them. I'll list them all. I'm not going to ask. I'm sure we could get them all, though. But the fruits of the Holy Spirit, here it is. Joy. Do we walk around with joy? Do we try? Even if our hearts are breaking or we're so confused or we're scared, we can still have the joy of the Lord showing through. Why? So that we can share Christ with others no matter what. So that we can show them that God is in us and God is alive and Christ is alive in each and every one of us. And we can encourage them and go beyond our needs to others. And I've seen people do it with broken hearts, still try to encourage and tell stories about something else that would be encouraging to someone who also was in need. So we're to be joyful. We're also to be peaceful. Anybody here ever get stressed or strained or harried or frantic? Yes, thank you, thank you. I'm probably the worst. I panic sometimes. But still, deep down inside, I tell myself, okay, God is in his holy kingdom. Give it a rest. Relax. And then love. Love really conquers all things, even our hatred and anger and confusion and stress that the world brings. We can sometimes bring it on ourselves. And when we live in the Spirit, when we live with wisdom, we're to be gentle. We're not to be bullies. We're not to be, you know, conquering the world in a mean, hostile way. We're to be gentle and most of all patient and faithful to our God and to one another. And when we're living the fruits of the Holy Spirit and living in wisdom, we're to be kind and good and have self-control. Anybody ever lose their self-control? All of these fruits of the Holy Spirit show that we have the wisdom of God. If we exemplify this, in how we respond to others, it shows we have the Holy Spirit living in us and that we have wisdom. How we conduct ourselves in everything we say and do, even our body language and our facial expressions, all of who we are is shown by how we act and how we do conduct ourselves. St. Paul was an amazing man. And he explained to the Romans, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. What a gift. Something to remember every single day. And we know his life was not all cupcakes and roses. Sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. That man suffered immensely, but was faithful to Christ and faithful even to us because of all how he wrote and spoke and taught and lived. I would say from Proverbs 9, we can remember that the fear of the Lord, or actually respect or revere of the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. When we can take a deep breath and relax in God's arms or sit on His lap, we can feel the fruits of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of God welling up in us. God Almighty, of course we know through Proverbs that wisdom offers and invites us to a feast. But God the Father invites us into His arms. God the Son invites us into His arms. God the Holy Spirit invites all of us into His arms. God wants us to love Him as He loves us. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we know that the mystery of the Trinity is beyond us, or at least beyond me. But what we do know is that Your love is not. Your love is with us and present with us and residing in us. We ask that You make us stronger so that we can serve You and love You as You deserve, and love one another, and in that way show people that we are Christ's brothers and sisters, and that we truly believe and know that loving God and doing His will makes a difference in our lives and in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.